This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you are connecting with us, listening to us. It is 1-18-2019. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com and ThePowerMall.com are our websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. I am also your little slightly more intense host than usual today. Please remain with me for a bit here. We're going to talk about some stories later in the broadcast. Martin Patella from Life Enthusiasts will be on to talk about a variety of things. Always good to have Martin on. And Power Hour Jay, you know, when you call to make an order, it's more than likely her. There's some other people, but more than likely it's her that you're talking to. She'll be on to talk about a news, shipping, all sorts of different things, different products, what have you. I believe you'll want to stick around for that, so please do. Right now, there are two news stories, at least to me, from my view, looking over the news, and I look over a lot of news, and I get a lot of emails, and I really want to thank you all for sending me stories, especially Rob and Paul. Rob and Paul, thank you so much for the stories you sent me, and so many times, so good. But there are two specific stories. They stand out like noonday, like the sun at noonday. They connect in a roundabout way. We'll probably connect them, but if we have time, but let me get to them. Report out of Google, the first one that we'll talk about. Report out of Google that the use of the word family sent some people into an anaphylactic shock there at the campus there or whatever, and the scathing letter and the reproach they tried to give to Google for having the audacity to use the word family. They didn't say mother and father with children. This family to Google meant anybody with children, you know, whatever kind of families, didn't matter, people with children, adults with children, that was families, and they put it in that context of some event or something, it doesn't really matter. The other story is out of InfoWars. Alex is saying that there is basically an active coup, and we've been seeing it for quite a while. Robert Mueller is now pushing the button. They feel desperate. They're going to go after Trump, say there's Russian collusion, nullify the election, make Nancy Pelosi Speaker of the House, make her the president, and put Hillary Clinton as vice president, and to a roundabout way to get Hillary Clinton to be in the presidency. Those are the two stories, and there's a lot in between, ladies and gentlemen, but those are the two that absolutely stand out like noonday right now. And I'm going to talk about them both. The first is, let's talk about Google and what this means. And everybody has different definitions of religious, non-religious, what have you, whatever. Let's just talk. If I were to go to the Christian preachers, the biblical preachers of this world, and I would say, now first let me state unequivocally that latter days, right now, the United States of America represents Israel, represents the blessings of Israel, the cursings of Israel, the biblical Israel is represented. It's not represented by the people in Israel right now who claim to be this, claim to be that, whatever. If you were going to say what is the indication of Israel in the latter days, you would say the biggest indication is America, the United States of America. Just watch it. Just pay attention. If you're sensitive to those things, you can see it. It's obvious. If I were to go to any preacher, Christian preacher in America, if I would say, okay, read the Bible. You're familiar with the Bible. You should be. If I said that Israel, sometime in biblical history, that their population was decreasing, that foreigners were pouring in, that disease was on the way up, that debt was on the way up, and that there was a fiat money system that didn't include gold and silver, and there's no honest weights or measures, what would you say about Israel at that time? What would you say? Any preacher worth their salt that knows anything about the Bible, about Israel, about blessings, cursings, whatever, would say, then Israel was under a curse. So that is what I'm going to say right now. The United States of America has been going under for quite some time. There's different markers we've talked about, but let's talk about today. Is under a serious level of curse. you know, one of the curses in the Bible is food, is starvation. And I heard somebody on the internet, it was such a brilliant point I didn't even connect to, about food. And you say, well, there's plenty of food to eat in America. And then they turned it on their head. All the genetically modified food, all the, you know, chemically grown meat, all the laboratory whatever that they're pushing out, the Franken food that they're pushing out as quote unquote food, is really belittling and hiding the fact that our land is not producing enough food, is not producing enough food to support our country. So it's another level of curse. If you say, well, there's enough food, is there? That we'd call food? A bunch of GMO food, is that really food? Isn't that another sign of curse? Anyway, I'm going to move on. I thought that was a really, really fascinating point. We're under a curse, and we're under different levels of curses. When you go back to the Bible, you know, some people you listening don't want to believe in the Bible. They don't want to believe. Please just hear this. Hear me out. In this planet, on this planet, Christians believe, Jews believe, Islamicists believe, Muslims believe, many other religions, that some higher power, God, endowed man with a certain level of divinity, a certain level of creativity, imagination in their own, in God's own image, and gave them dominion over the planet and gave them the power to procreate. Okay, a system was created. A system. Christianity is a system. Islam is a system. It's a certain type of system. The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, those are systems. And so the system that was created was man and male and female coming together, uniting to create families, to perpetuate, to grow, to populate the earth, to exercise dominion on this earth. That is Christianity, that is Islam, and that is Jewish Hebrew traditions. All of that, they all, the major, those three major religions basically all believe that. Now, we have seen that America, you know, for the most part, it's not like our cities are being destroyed per se. You know, you can argue about drugs or crime or what have you, but, you know, we're not. The great, great, great devastations that we've seen biblically and what have you and prophesied, we're not facing them yet. If we let this story stand, if this becomes norm, if we accept this, they will come upon us quickly. And let me explain why. If we were endowed and we were given the divinity, partial divinity of God upon us, we're joint heirs with Christ. That's what the scriptures tell us. And so we're here to exercise, and authority and the power is given. The Declaration of Independence in America, the great blessing is that that dominion is recognized and codified by law. There is no other country in the world, not since millennium, has anything even close been written. There is no country in the world that has ever done that. The great, many things that this show has done, but now, at least since I've been here full time, the really, really unique thing is that point right there. People are not talking about that and addressing that and helping preachers and others to understand it. That's where Covenant Loves, the Christian Center and outside of Dallas, Pastor Wright, that's where he comes in. He's the only preacher I know that is preaching this. This is common knowledge. This would happen in America. And for whatever our faults were, we had a hyper-devotion to these principles in America. The divinity of God and the divinity and endowment placed on man and respect for the individuality and freedom of that. That is America. That is the Declaration of Independence. Male and female represents godhood. It represents creation. And male represents conscious. Female represents subconscious. You know, there's a battle of genders, and they start getting mixed, and they're trying to be equal. Nothing could be further than the truth. They're not equal at all. They're different. They're different for a reason. Equal what? Equal before God? Yes. But equal as far as their roles and their dominions and their parts of godhood, the part of creation? Completely different. So male and female, they come together, conscious and subconscious. This is symbolic. It's metaphor. It's physical. It's allegorical. And it's oh, I can't even think of the word, but you get my point. There's many layers going on here. When male and female come together, they unite, they are one, the conscious and the subconscious, the belief, you know, when you love somebody, when you want somebody, you want them all the way. And so you're unified and you come together, and out of that comes what? What is your creation? What is born out of that? Children. That is the closest to divinity physically that you will ever get on this earth. You see? Physically. And it's also much more, even above that, symbolic, metaphorical, allegorical of this creation and the power of divinity within us. So as the curses of Israel have been put on them throughout the Bible, leading to the destruction now of the United States of America, we can see it. We can see the different things. We see foreigners being poured into our country. We can see our population decreasing, disease up. We see the Federal Reserve. There is no honest weights and measures anymore. These are levels and degrees of curses that are upon us. The great curse and the great destruction has not come upon us yet. Because, for the most part, America holds true, holds fast to that dominion, to that idea, male and female, and that devotion to each other, to family, and then some respect to that higher power that is given that, and respect to something bigger than government or what have you. That's where we are. That's why this Google story is massively important. That some, I don't know what person, I have no idea, comes off and goes into anaphylactic shock by the use of the word family, it is destruction of the system and the decrees of the Most High. It will destroy us, this country. It will destroy us. And then if we allow this, now you look at the schools, you look at the push, you look at the lines that have been blurred, you look at the scientific experimentation that has been on the population and the hormones that have been changing. Look at John P. Holdren, Obama's science czar, eco-science, the plan for forced abortion, sterilization, hormone manipulation, all these things to blur these lines. It is the final, darn near, not quite, but darn near every major curse is already upon America right now. The last one will be this, if we ever allow it to get to this. The good news is there is miracles all throughout the Bible, all throughout history, of people willing to stand and willing to fight and willing to live for that divinity, willing to live for that gift and dominion, that their own strength is magnified by universal magnitudes. And they stand and they overcome. And that's where we are. That is the biggest story probably in the world right now, is that the corporations are basically outlawing even the mention of the word family. We're going to continue on the other side. This is very, very important. It links up to the story from InfoWars. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
No soap. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control. The four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Picking up where we left off, the curse upon America. That the great destruction, the biblical curses that were leading up, there's just a few left to be experienced in this country. There is, really, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, it's my personal belief and my study, and I feel pretty confident about this, we have no idea how much protection and how much safety and whatever the Declaration of Independence has brought us. And the great hedge that must be taken down to overthrow God's authority here, to overthrow the blessing, to overthrow the covenant, to overthrow our nation, is that the Declaration of Independence is going to have to go. So if God is not the source of family, is not the pattern, is not the divinity within us, is not the if male and female are not the source of authority when it comes to population and the family, then what is? And then if that's the case, then God no longer is a source of that. Then God is no longer a source of your rights and your blessings and what have you. And the whole thing falls together. Okay, there's an ancillary story. I wasn't going to mention it, but I am going to mention it. Oregon could become the first state to require in-home surveillance of newborn babies. We've talked at great length that the state, these corporations, they're not governments, they're corporations that they want to turn you. The great trick, the great illusion that's going on is they're turning you from a divinely endowed being into a corporate subject. And that's the great magic trick. You know, you think David Copperfield is slick. Look what's going on here. And if you want to take it further, and if you want to say Lucifer, what's Lucifer's plan? Lucifer's plan is to take authority. He wants to take the throne of God. Well, where is the seat in the throne of God in this earth? Where is it? Where is the power displayed? Where is the seat of power of God on this planet? Where is it? And if you said anywhere but inside you, I don't think you understand this. It's been on you, in you, about you, above you, around you, around you and I, all of us. This is where it is. This is where it is. So what does Lucifer want to take? The throne of God. And take that power, and now you become a subject, and that you, socialism says that we know better than you, the authority that was given to you by God, or the Declaration of Independence. You know, it's really the same in America. They're both equivalent. The authority given to you now going to be taken by some the statism using the corporate framework inside, going inside the Declaration of Independence, inside the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, rotting it out from the inside and creating something else parasitically to now take that over. That's socialism. I know better than you. The social construct is more important than your individuality or your endowment. That is the basics of socialism. Anybody think differently, please call me and tell me. But that's basically socialism. What is that? Socialism is Satanism. The Declaration of Independence is much, much, much more biblical, infinitely more biblical. Socialism, where I know better than you, you listen to me, you do what I say for the good of the whole, really for my control and for my will. Somebody else, your power given to you by God, taken over by somebody's will, the will of man. Does that sound good? So in this idea of the family and breaking up this system, they have to break up this system to bring about real social change, and a new social system, a new social construct. Why do you think public schools, government schools are so important? Because they're teaching government. What are they teaching government? That basically the government is your father, is your daddy. This story in Oregon. So now they're saying this congressman there in Oregon says that, yeah, they need so many visits. He said, everybody needs this. My family needs this. Blah, 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 blah. They said it's an emergency, necessary, quote, necessary for the immediate preservation of the public peace, health, and safety. Really? The public peace? What is the public in their mind? You see, as far as their idea of peace, this is necessary for the public peace. Why? Because parents are starting to get wise to these vaccinations and starting to get wise to all this other thing. And then it goes in and talks about linking them to other services and coordinating the myriad childhood immunizations that babies need. This is a quote from the people coming up with this law. So what's the public emergency? The public emergency is America. Wait a minute, the government's not my daddy. They can't make decisions for me, and they're not. And they're hold on. This is not right. You see, it's all happening right now. And so this story about Google, about family and the corporations are trying to lay the hammer down. No, corporations will rule you. Corporations will make the decision. Socialism will rule you. Your children are ours. And then on the other side, parents are sitting here kind of disoriented, not sure where to go, not sure. The preachers aren't teaching this. Preachers aren't coming out for this. Then what good are they? Do you understand? This is it's everything right now. Everything. It's on the line right now. And these preachers are neutered dogs. Because they won't say this. Yeah, they got to leave it to a medium-sized church in Texas and leave me here like a lunatic on the radio. Who else is saying this? Damn them. Damn them to hell who are doing this. Stay tuned. We're going to get on the other side and try to connect this to the other big story. ThePowerHour.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEBESTEDPILL.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House said on Friday that President Trump will hold a second summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un in late February. A location for the meeting has not yet been set. Meanwhile, also going on in Washington, D.C., the 46th annual March for Life is taking place. Thousands of people are braving the cold temperatures and walking to support the lives of the unborn. The president delivered a message via video.
When we look into the eyes of a newborn child, we see the beauty and the human soul and the majesty of God's creation. We know that every life has meaning and that every life is worth protecting.
A winter storm is expected to last now through the weekend, affecting over 100 million people from Kansas all the way up to New Jersey. Folks could see another foot of snow followed by frigid temperatures. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now you can understand, you start to put these things together. You put them together with the Bible, put them together with the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, all these things we've been discussing. You can understand why the Founding Fathers said that this government was only for a moral people. Because it's only a moral, individual, responsibility type people that can stand that position, can stand and withstand and hold up that endowment put upon them. So then if we're not moral anymore, at least in that regard, and we become more and more immoral, what does that mean? Well, we have to be ruled because we're devolving then down into cattle and animals and dogs. So dogs and cows, they need to be penned. They need to be herded. So we go down, 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 de-evolve from the endowment given to us in the dominion placed upon us and the crown in the Garden of Eden. Do you see? So as they degrade, so what is the key of the Illuminati? What do they have to do to control a society? See, a moral people, as they become more and more connected to God and that family unit becomes strong, you can't penetrate them. I mean, you can't penetrate a society like that. So you have to degrade them morally and blur all the lines of male and female so then you can control them, de-evolve them, and then socialism. Now we need socialism. What is so? I will say this over and over and over. And when John from Ohio, that socialist, used to come on the show, and Joyce told me to have them all, have them on anymore. People complained. You want to know why? Listen. Socialism is Satanism. And I'm not sitting here touting the Republican Party either, okay? Or Democrats. So we're talking about good and evil and our destiny and our freedom and everything on the line. Socialism is Satanism, and I've just connected and explained it to you. If you didn't quite get it, you please go back and go over this show and it'll show you the basics of it, how it is. The basic core of what I'm talking about. Socialism is Satanism. It's control. It's you losing your position and who you are and who you were meant to be. You see? You see how important that is? Now, there's a scripture. I talked to Pastor Wright before the show. I said, but Pastor, I need a scripture here. And he gave me this scripture. I want this to put some hope in you. Because once we realize the situation, Deborah Tavares calls it truth trauma. Well, truth should never be trauma. Truth should be liberating. And here's a scripture. This is 2 Timothy 2. Mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, goes on and on, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women, who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. And I'm going to continue, but isn't it interesting? And I may offend some people. Look at this. Look, we're at the wall, ladies and gentlemen. So if I offend you, I'm sorry. Please consider in a prayerful way what I'm saying, and maybe you'll find some meaning here. What is going on that people worm their way into homes with their mind, the schools, and women? They always prey upon the women. They always immediately go to them. Advertisers go to women. We got to go to your home to look after the children. You need a visit from the state. Needs to come to your house to talk to you about your newborn children. Well, you need that, women. You know it's angled towards the women. And then masculinity is being demonized. Being a man and making this. Do you see? And why has the controllers gone after this dynamic? Because that's where all the power is. Now I'm going to continue. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, that was in the Old Testament. These were the sorcerers. They opposed Moses and came out, and you can see that. So also these teachers oppose the truth. They are men. Now, how many people in the mainstream or quote-unquote corporate media or in the government or whatever, all the things I'll say, they'll scream, they'll go into anaphylactic shock like that lady at Google and scream about how a lunatic I am and the things I just said. They are men of depraved minds who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected, but they will not get very far. Why? Because as in the case of those men in Moses' time, their folly will be clear to everyone. I hold firm, and I believe that the truth is being laid out. The lies are being laid out also, and we are going to be given a choice. There may be destructions, there may be upheavals, there may be, I don't know. But the choice is being given to us. And that's why I've harped night and day, practically, about public schools, government schools, about the Declaration of Independence, about your health, about all these little things that you can do. Some are big, some are little. But this is what has to be done, because there are sorcerers among you with the media, with the government, with, whatever, trying to cast a spell on you and to try to hypnotize you and to get you to forget or to put aside your endowment so they can take it from you and put you in a pen metaphorically and take your power, take your spirituality and rule and dictate your life and put a chip on you and control your mind and your soul and trap you. Okay? That's what's going on. They will not succeed. It has been decreed. And I believe it, and I'm claiming it, and I'm pronouncing it. But they may succeed for you and for your family if you believe these lies. So the most important thing to you then is the truth. Everybody says, well, America needs to return to God. What does that mean? I just encapsulated it in, you know, as well as just about most people could for about 30 minutes. I just encapsulated it for you. Politically, spiritually, religiously, everything. And it's not one religion. You know, I just told you, Christianity, the Jews, the Muslims, all of us, every one of us should be holding hands together, hand in hand. And those who fight for what I just proclaimed, that's my brother. That's my friend. That's my nation. I don't care what religion you are. If you're for freedom, you're for the Declaration of Independence, you're for these things, then you are my friend. So trying to keep it simple. Now, the big story out of InfoWars, that there was a pretty active coup here of trying to take down Trump for Russia, replace him, and put Nancy Pelosi in this. This is an obvious affront to your decision, to the populist movement, to what have you. Trump has his faults. Trump has his benefits. Trump has done a lot, and he's pointed a lot of these things out so now that we see them. So the two biggest stories today are the potential overthrow of our will in this country. You can see the corruption in the vote fixing with the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi getting in. You can see all these things are moving. Whatever Trump has done, I don't see major changes in the overall agenda of taking down our family, taking down this endowment and the corporations ruling over us. I don't see much. I mean, I see some of the financial things that may help us, but, you know, corporations like money too. The great sorcerer's trick that is being attempted on us is to turn you from a divinely endowed being, a conscious being, into a controlled, herded animal. Socialism is a system to do that. Socialism is a satanic tool to do that. The Declaration of Independence is a system which supports this endowment, which supports the Bible, which supports, you know, parts of the large parts of the, really, the Quran, really, if you want to get down to it, supports large parts of it and the basic premise of the Muslim religion to an extent, supports these things, and the Jewish religion, certainly. Okay, it supports all those things. It supports that system and creates its own governmental system in support of that below, puts it below this endowment. You see how remarkable this is? Where every other government, every other person is trying to now get above that endowment, get above you, that they're your daddy, that those decisions and the greatest decision placed upon you. Besides, I guess where your heart is religiously or spiritually or whatever, really is your ability and your destiny to raise a family and to be part of a family. Is that not correct or mostly correct, certainly? So what is it that they're attacking now? How far has this come? You want to know a couple of things you can do? The most important thing you can do, one, is pray. Is pray. And encourage this. Find a church that is supporting this. Help your church understand these things. Pastor Wright and I are going to be working on something to hopefully be able to put this out in a simple way that people can, because this idea has to get into the public consciousness. You know, I've often thought, why am I here? How in the world did I get here? I am here to help get into the public consciousness the concepts that I just told you over the last 30 minutes or so. That's my role. That's what I feel my role between me and my Heavenly Father are here. Because very, very, very few people are telling you this. And for whatever reason, I understand it fairly well. There's the music on the other side. We got Power Hour J coming in and Martin Petella. Ladies and gentlemen, I care about you, Deep Planet. It's about who we talk about you. How can we? We care about you very much. And I can see this pretty clearly. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not. Please prayerfully consider what I've told you here today. Stay tuned.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829 is our main number for information to get a hold of us. Every so often we have Power Hour J on. She, when you call to make an order, she most likely she's the one that's going to talk to you or call you back or deal with you in whatever you need. And so we have her on to talk about what's new at the Power Mall and maybe answer any questions and just say hi to you guys. So Power Hour J, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel, and I hope everyone had happy holidays and happy new year to everyone out there. And Daniel, I just wanted to, you were talking about Satanism. I saw, did you see where Christian Bale He was accepted for actor, best actor on the Golden Globe for that Dick Cheney in the movie Vice. He literally said thank you to Satan. You know how you get up there and you say, thank you, my family, thank you, producer. He said thank you, Satan.
Yeah, that's like Jack Black did that before. There's been a few people do that, and it's almost, you know, people think, well, that's tongue-in-cheek, and that you come to find out, well, it probably isn't. And, you know, a lot of people in Hollywood, should I say most people? I don't know. A lot of people, they're pansexuals, they're Luciferians in some form or what have you. A lot of them.
Anyway, go ahead. Totally shocked. Anyway, I did want to come on air to update you guys on some things that are going on. For one thing, I want to apologize for the delay in orders, especially there in November and December. Our December sales was really down, and I fully understand. We're using this third-party shipper, and for some reason, all of a sudden, we just became no priority to them. So all we can do is go forward, do better, and please stick with us, hang in there with us. We're going to do a transition. We're going to get away from this third-party shipper. We're going to go to in-house shipping. You're going to see better service. You're going to see invoicing in your packages. Yay. You're going to see notifications if there's back-order products. It's going to be faster shipping times. We can put material like we used to in the past. You remember all the good stuff. If we had product information, we could throw it in your package. But we have got to get away and break away from this third-party shipper out of Utah. We're going to put it in Missouri. We're going to put it in-house. It's happening fast. Just bear with us, please. We're having to transition from one warehouse to another. So we're getting a list together this weekend. We need to sell everything out of that Utah warehouse. So we're going to have some really great prices. We're going to get a list together because we thought we'd have it together today, but that warehouse in Utah is not cooperating right now on giving us an inventory list. So we're going to work and pound on this this weekend. So hopefully by Monday, we'll have a list of all the items that are they're going to be marked to sale. So get your wallet out. We love you guys. We love you. We thank you for, you know, supporting us. We have to have you supporting us. This is your radio show. Without your support of the products, and you get great, great products. You can't find these products just anywhere. They're great, wonderful products.
Let me interject to maybe explanation of people to understand further. Look, when we transitioned to Joyce with her health and diet, I mean, if you remember the situation, it was not ideal, to say the least. And to say that we were scrambling, you know, plugging holes in dikes and boats as fast as the water was coming in, and to try to just even hold this thing together and to get it in our hands to be able to even do this is an understatement, really. And we were desperate to have some kind of shipper. We could not ship the way it's a whole long story, but we kind of got in a desperate situation with our shipper. We probably had to do something like that, but now, you know, we have some time. It's such a major undertaking to be able to, you would not believe something as simple as a shipping becomes such a major deal, but it does. And we can't just make a herky jerky decision. So now we're making the decision, and it has to be done, and it has to be best for you guys. We cannot go on without your support. December was we understand it's Christmas, and plus we really didn't service you well in December. We need your support. We thank you for your patience and your support and what have you, and we are making changes that maybe we couldn't make when we made the transition, and that we certainly should make now, and we are. So thank you for being with us and your support. Go ahead, Jay.
And I also want to add something really great is we're going to be able to get more accurate shipping prices. It's frustrating. We've been doing a flat $9.99 shipping rate, and that's upsetting when you have a 1 ounce oil of oregano. I get it, but the third-party shipper would not work with us on measurements and weight. So we'll be able to do that ourselves. We'll have a more accurate. There's no way, you know, 1 ounce product should cost you $9.99. But we appreciate you guys. We had to come up with a flat rate. The only ones that served really well was if you had a big order, and it was $9.99. Yay! So We apologize for that, but it's going to be different. We also have, keep in mind, after Monday, we'll have a big list for you. Call me. It's not going to be on the website. I'll have a list for you. We may be able to send it in an email blast. I'm not sure about that. Capper's probably, I don't know. So anyway, there's a few site changes to the powermall.com. We've updated the website to a one-page checkout so that the checkout's a little easier and more clear. We know we have a lot of work to get done on this Power Mall website. We're also still working on an alternate card checkout option so that you don't have to hit that PayPal button. It should be enabled. We're hoping within the next couple of weeks we're looking at, you know, getting that and making it happen. I know we've said that for a while, but it is not easy to get a credit card. It's not easy. Let me tell you, straight up. A lot of people just don't want to do business with, you know, smaller businesses and newer businesses, but we're going to get it taken care of. You know, you can still call
the challenge, their credit card. Let me interject there so people understand and people complain. Listen, I'm not huge fans of PayPal either, but PayPal's done right by us as far as for our concern. Look, we had other merchant accounts, and then when we start sell some of the other products, casting or hemp and all, we'll talk about that. I mean, they dropped us like a hot balloon, no ifs, ands, or buts, like hot rock, not a balloon. Hot balloon will float, hot rock, like a hot rock.
Right.
And so we began going back and forth, and as we started to get new merchant accounts, and they began to, they said, well, what do you sell? Well, we sell vitamins and, you know, different products like that. They're, you know, we started getting all this. And yes, could we have gone through it and dealt with it? Could we? Yes, we could have. But then, you know, we're going to go through all this hassle and do all this so they can just pull the rug out from under us again?
Right.
No.
Right.
PayPal's done right by us.
And since you brought that up, Daniel, some people are asking that they can't find the hemp products on the website. Okay, that's right. You can't. You really have to call me and keep trying to get through to me. We cannot put the hemp products because we don't want to lose another merchant account. So we have it hid on the website, the powerhour.com website. You cannot see the hemp products. But call me for your...
Yes, let me... Here, we'll address that on the other side. There's the music. Let me make that a little clearer for everybody. This is important. This is what we have to deal with, ladies and gentlemen. This is like just another regular day in the week of what the things we have to deal with. Jay has to deal with. Stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side. Mark.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.